Okay, good evening, everybody. I hope everyone is having an easy fast. I apologize for missing last night's shiur. I was at a wedding and I thought I had brought my Mishnah Berurah with me, but I had not. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to do a double shiur. So first we'll do Simen Tav Hei, Si'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. And then we will do Simen Tav Hei, Si'ifim, Ches, and Tes. So first we're going to do yesterday's shiur. Simen Tav Hei, Si'ifim, Vav, and Zayin, page Ayin, Reish, Amud, Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch. If Ovdei Chavim take you and put you outside of the Tchum, Bedir, or Besar, or Ma'ara, or Be'ir Acheres, Mukavas Chom Ledira, but they put you in an enclosure of some sort, or in a place that is a city that's Mukavas Chom for the sake of Dira, or Shenenas Beshar Ones, or maybe it wasn't Goyim that dumped you there, there was some other Ones that happened, or Sheshagag Yatzel Chutz Tchum, or was a Shogig that landed you there, V'nichnas Le'echen Me'elu, but the point is, you ended up in either some sort of small animal enclosure, or some sort of cave, or a city that has a wall around it that was done for Dira, Viniskar, Vuhu Betocho, then you realize, Ayve, where am I? So Mahalich Eskulo, you're allowed to go throughout that entire enclosure. You're not limited to only 2,000 Amos from where you are. You're not limited to 4 Amos, rather, from where you are. Normally, if you leave the Tchum, you're limited to only 4 Amos from where you are. This enclosure could be way more than 4 Amos, you're allowed to go through the whole thing. But if you intentionally left your tchum, even though you now find yourself in one of these enclosures, you still only get 4 Amos, you're not allowed to go through the entire enclosure. Says Mishburah, they took him out of the tchum and they put him there. Bedir, what's a deer? It's a place where they keep behemos in the field. And they keep moving the fences as they move the behemos from one place to another, in order to fertilize the fields with the excrement of the behemos. Vesar nasa the behemos a'ir, and a sahar is an enclosure that's also made for behemos, but that's behemos in the city, not in the field. It doesn't mention that these animal enclosures need to be mukaf ledira, because you only require mukaf ledira if the area that you're enclosing is bigger than Beis Asayim. Ustam deer v'sahar, lo avi kol kach. But as a deer and a sahar are typically much smaller than that, and they don't need to be mukaf ledira. Ubim shay yosim Beis Asayim bin ashe mukaf ledira. If they happen to be larger than Beis Asayim, good, so then they need to be mukaf ledira. Kigon shesachar behemos, sheshomer abemos, darshab. How would they be mukaf ledira if the guy who's watching the animals lives there? Mukafes chom ledira, or it's a city that's surrounded by a wall for the sake of dira, dal yidezeh, havik rishos yachar, because that makes the city rishos yachar, vavik kulak arba amos, and therefore the entire city takes on the status of Dalet Amos. And the same would be true about cities that are not surrounded by a wall, but they have Erevin. And you should know, the same would be true if the guy who brought him on a boat, that you also wouldn't be allowed to leave the boat. You're not allowed to leave the boat if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, unless when you went into the boat, it was within the unless the boat rather entered into the mechitzos of the city. So v'yeshom dafilu meir einu mekafes b'mechitza mitzav anomel omek mekom amayim shebemokom anomel nechshav l'mechitza. And some say that if even by the port there's no actual wall around the city, but the actual wall of the water that holds the water back is considered a wall, and therefore it is considered mukav mechitza. V'ayin magravah mashkaz b'zev shem aril v'nespar b'er alacha. Osha shagag v'yatzah. So we said it doesn't have to be that Goyim took you out of the city and dumped you outside of your tchum. It could be that you just left b'shogeg. Ratzalom r'shayotar b'nyanav. You were distracted. Mitoch kach lo nasal nibal tchum of v'yatzah. So that's why you weren't paying attention to where the tchum was and you left by accident. V'chol ki agav, any such type of shogeg counts as a shogeg. V'niskar hu b'tocho. And then you realize, oive, where am I? I am outside of my tchum. La'fukik sh'niskar kodim sh'nichnas v'nichnas. That means you have to realize once you're already in this cave or enclosure or city or whatever, if you realize when you're outdoors and then you go in, then you only get 4 amos because you went in there on purpose. If you left your tchum midas and then a guy comes and picks you up and dumps you in this cave, in this thing, you still only get Dalet Amos. Because if you left your Tchum Midas, then you're limited to only Dalet Amos. Siv Zayin, Misha Fligus Finos Bayan, if a person's boat set sail, Mahalich Eskule, he's allowed to go throughout the whole boat, hold the Shabbos Ba'avir Mechitos, since he started Shabbos in the airspace of the Mechitos of that boat. If the walls of the boat are broken on Shabbos, so if the boat is moving, you're still allowed to go throughout the entire boat. But if the boat is standing still, you're only allowed to go 4 amos. Let's see some Mishnah Berura. Says Mishnah Berura Chavav, we're talking about someone who came on Erev Shabbos when it was before dark to the port, and the boat is within 10 tefachim of the seabed. And your plan was to get off the boat and to go spend Shabbos in the city. But then a wind came and just blew the boat out to sea, outside of the tchum. And it blew it out somewhere where it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, because if it was above 10 tefachim of the ground, it wouldn't be a problem, since there's no tchum in the Malmei Asar. So now you're outside of the tchum, so you only get dalet amos, so you can go within the boat, but nowhere past the boat. In the boat itself, you can go through the whole thing. The whole boat is considered like it's dalet amos, since it's mukafas mechitzos. So you're allowed to go throughout the entire boat, even if the boat's not moving. Hold the Shabbos ba'avir mechitzos, since you started Shabbos inside those mechitzos of the boat. Halashon megumgam v'lav dafkahu. The lashon is a little bit off over here. Tilfiyam v'relel b'sev vavim. Mefligus v'nasu shalomi daito v'viyata l'tochir mekafas mechitzos shalosh shavas ba. Because we just learned before that if you unwittingly, unknowingly, ended up in an enclosure with walls, oshen esnu akum l'toch svin acheres, or goyim threw you, dumped you into a different boat, nami mahalichas kula, you're also allowed to go through the entire boat. So the lashon over here is, since you started Shabbos in the airspace of these walls, that's why you're allowed to go through the whole thing. Not true. Even if you didn't start Shabbos in the airspace of these walls, you're allowed to go through the whole thing. Not Malchus Kunshitz, it's a bonus, I said, because you left bonus. El Ikra Kavanahu, Hoel the Hu Ba'avir Mechitzos, Lafuke Kishanivchas. Now, the point is that right now you're in Avir Mechitzos, and that's why you're allowed to go throughout the entire boat, as opposed to if the walls came down, Ukitimisayim, like the Shulchan Aruch then goes on to say, Ve'im Nivchasu, that if the walls came down, V'lo nisharu gavah asar tefachim, and they don't remain 10 tefachim. I debatel shem mechitzos halidei zeh, where it loses the shem mechitza. V'hu adin im nifratz b'makom echad pirtza b'yoser me'asar amos barachba. And the same would be true if in one place there's a pirtza that's more than 10 amos wide, oshay apart meruba la'omed, or there's more breaches than there is wall around the boat, tebekalei lebatel minei shem rishosayachid. That would be, all of these would be enough to take away the status of rishosayachid. So then mahalechas, if the boat, we said, though, is mahaleches, then you're allowed to go throughout the entire boat if the boat is moving. Why? Because when the boat is moving, we can never say that you went more than 4 amos, no matter how much you're moving around, to call shal amid bar amos acherim, because every moment it's bringing you to a new spot, so you keep getting a new dalet amos in each spot that it takes you to. So wherever you go, you keep getting a new dalet amos. The boat keeps taking you from one amos to the next amos. Omedes, so this is, yes, yeah, so we're saying, and if the boat is omedes, then you're not allowed to go more than 4 amos. Chutz l'tchum, if it stands still outside of tchum, b'makom shu namach l'matam yasar tfachim, in a place that's less than 10 tfachim off the ground of the ocean, d'lemalam yasar tfachim alo natinan de'in bo isr tchumin, because above 10 tfachim, there is no isr tchumin, umutal alich kamash yirtza, then you'd be able to allowed to go as far as you want, afilu below mechitzos klal, even without mechitzos at all. Vayin b'sim reish memchesiv beis v'mashu k'savnu man nikra l'matame asara. In reish memchesiv beis, we discuss how we define what's called a boat within 10 tefachim of the ground. So now, weiter in the Ramah now, v'im be'em tsa'o yesh l'mechitzos asara. Let's say the middle of the boat has mechitzos at 10 tefachim ay. U'b'rosho ein lo, but at the ends of the boat, the mechitzos are not 10 tefachim ay. So then, as linan basra em tsa'i, we look at the middle of the boat where the mechitzos are 10 tefachim ay. V'afilu ein lo klal rak yesh Not only that, even if there's nowhere on the boat that from where you stand inside the boat to the top of the walls is 10 tefachim, nowhere is it 10 tefachim high, but there's the floor of the boat is thick enough that if you were to carve it out, it would be 10 tefachim, the walls would become 10 tefachim high because the floor is so thick. So that's also good enough. We apply the principle of chokakin lahashlim, that we view it imaginary as if it's already been carved out, and you therefore have 10 tefach walls. Says the Mishmur Lamed Beis, Uberosho, Goshi, Amuka Bemtsisa, it's deep in the middle, Uberoshi, Mishupas, Valachas, Klape Maila, Kedarus, Finos, Katanos, and it narrows and goes up toward the ends, like you find a lot of times with little boats. It's the basic shape of a boat. If you were to draw a boat, it would probably look like that. Afiluachi, Avikula, Rishos Siachid. Nevertheless, the whole thing is Rishos Siachid. Demasha Berosha, Yeshala Din Chore, Rishos Siachid. The ends of the boat, they may not have walls that are 10 tefachim high, but that's like Chore Rishos Yachid, that like a hole in the wall off of Rishos Yachid, that also is considered Rishos Yachid. Rishos Yachid, who can help Simin Shin Mem Hei, and for that you have to remember all the way back to Simin Shin Mem Hei. That brings us back a while. So if you remember all the way back to Simin Shin Mem Hei, that's where we discuss Chore Rishos Yachid. Fafilu Ein Lo Klal, Shegam Bem Tziiso Ein Ama Kasara. And even if in the middle of the boat it's not 10 tefachim deep, but there's Lachkok, Tahainu Ovi and Asarim Shebekar Kiisa, the thickness of the floor of the boat is thick enough that Yeshbim Lachko Kedei Shir Litzdarif Imam Mechitzos Ashim Legava Asara, that if you were to carve it out, it would make it that the Mechitzos Atent Fachamai, then Chokikin, Vaftakim Lenin Chokin Hashlim, even though we paskin normally Ein Chokikin Hashlim, Shaini Achadu Bechalma Damrinan Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdar from the Sherazar Tvachim. This is different because we view this like if you were to have solid ground that's 5 Tvachim tall, and then Mechitza 5 tefachim above it, that we view that as if it is 10 tefachim. So in this year, what we learned is that if a person unwillingly left his tchum and ended up in an enclosure or a city with an eruv, he can walk throughout the city, but if he willingly left, then he only has 4 amos. And then we said that if a boat took him unwillingly out of his tchum, he can walk freely throughout the boat since it's surrounded by walls, but if the walls break down, then it depends. If the boat is moving, you can walk freely throughout the boat because you keep getting a new dalan amos. But if it's stationary and it's within 10 tefachim of the ocean floor, then you're only allowed to go dalan amos. And then we said that if the walls in the middle of the boat are 10 tefachim tall, or even if they're not, but the boat is thick enough, the floor of the boat is thick enough to be chokik la'asara, you can carry throughout the boat because the ends are considered to be chorei rishos hayachid, and therefore you can carry throughout the entire area of the boat. So in the next year, which we'll give in 10 seconds, we will continue with Se'ifim Ches and 10.